and chariot cast in the sea. I will praise the Lord, I will praise the Lord my God, the God of my Father I extol.
The apostle saw a particular vision. A vision that is very, very important. It is good that we comprehend this thing because each and every one of us has to partake, has to, you know, taste of this particular experience. Amen. It all pertains to our salvation. It all pertains to the end of the faith. Amen. Revelation chapter 15 from verse 2, it says, "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O God, and glorify thy name? For thou art holy, for all nations shall come and worship before you, for thy judgments are made manifest." Amen. Now, in this particular vision, John saw, you know, a company of people. Amen. And these people stood upon a glassy, you know, with harps on their hands, in their hands, you know. Obviously, when you have a harp in your hand, it means that you sing unto the Lord. These ones had the victory over the mark of the beast. That is why they had the privilege to stand upon that clear sea of glass. Amen. Hallelujah. These are people that have been transformed into a nature. Hallelujah. Irreproachable nature. When you see a transparent glass, you see there is no shade, no shadow of darkness in it. Amen. These are ones that walk in perfect light. Amen. These are ones that walk in the heavens. Amen. And you see, they overcame. These ones had the victory over the beast and his image and his mark. Amen. Hallelujah. What is the image of the beast? You see, and what is the mark of the beast? What is the image? What do these things signify? Amen. Because God definitely is not talking about something out there. Amen. God is not talking about some kind of product, you know, that will be created, that men will formulate out there. You know, that probably people will start stamping the mark of the beast. You know, the mark of the beast is 666. People start stamping the mark of the beast on people. No. God has a different message for us to understand. Amen. Because the mark of the beast is something that man has already inherited in Adam. It's an Adam-like consciousness. When men live according to the flesh, men already have inherited unknowingly the mark of the beast. You see, the whole world today is under pain, is under, you know, the power of the wicked one, simply because they are under the dominion of the wicked one. Amen. And all these things started, you know, as man conforms himself to this world. Let us understand that that experience that Adam had is the same experience that each and every man that is born into this world into flesh and blood has. Amen. Adam was created perfect. Adam was created, you know, in the image and in the likeness of God. Adam was, you know, placed in the Garden of Eden, a garden of pleasure, where everything was given to him freely for his enjoyment, for his prosperity. Amen. Hallelujah. He was placed in a garden called Eden, the place of pleasures. Garden of Eden. Eden means pleasures. Amen. See, these are spiritual realities, you see, that are placed in the Bible for us to understand things that pertain to our inheritance in God. Amen. Because the Garden of Eden is not some kind of location in the Middle East, neither is it some kind of location somewhere in the sky that people go to. Amen. These are mysteries, these are type of parables. Amen. That the Spirit of God gives us understanding. The Spirit of God comes to illuminate us, causes us to understand these parables so that we can ascend and partake of our inheritance. Amen. Our inheritance is that same inheritance that Adam lost. That same place of all power, of all dominion. Amen. Of all pleasure, of all peace. A place of fruitfulness. Amen. A place of joy and gladness. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the thoughts of God towards each and every one of us, to bring us to an expected end. Amen. To make us come to a place where of satisfaction, of joy. A place where, you know, the pains that you've known in humanity are no more. Amen. So you see, when Adam partook of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, what happens? Adam slipped away. Amen. From his inheritance in God. Amen. Here is a man who had everything at his disposal, who had the glory of God at his disposal. He had all the goodness of God, you know, that surrounded and encompassed him. But all this was lost because what happened? Adam did not obey the Lord. God had told Adam to keep the garden. Amen. God had told Adam to dress the garden and keep it. Amen. Hallelujah. Unknown to many, that garden can only function and that garden can only be fruitful as it is left in the presence of God, as it is left in Christ. Amen. Because in reality, amen, our souls are like what? The garden of God. But as long as we do not men do not abide in Christ or in the knowledge of the truth, what happens is that that garden turns into a wilderness. The knowledge of good and evil is actually knowledge, kind of knowledge. Remember that it was administered to Adam by a serpent. A serpent, when God uses a serpent, he's not just talking about, he's not talking about a serpent out there, a physical serpent that walks on the floor. You see, by looking at a serpent, we can already discern the mind of God. By looking at a serpent, you can already know what God was trying to communicate with us. A serpent is an animal that's normally, that normally crawls on the floor. You see, it crawls on the floor, it stays in dark places, you know, and it brings forth what they call poison from the mouth. It's double-tongued. And we know that man is not, it's a known thing that men and, you know, and snakes are not friends. So what when Adam partook of that fruit, amen, what happened is that he was conformed into that image of the serpent. Amen. Adam became earthly, like the serpent is earthly, crawling on the earth, dwelling on the earth. Amen. Beholding things of the earth. Hallelujah. All the poison that comes from within. Amen. talks of the wickedness. Hallelujah. The endless flow of iniquity that comes from within. You know, that comes from within a man that is unregenerate. Amen. A man that lives a life according to the flesh. A man that lives a life according to appearances, according to sight. All you can bring forth from within you is what? An endless stream of iniquity. Just like the serpent. The serpent produces, you know, that poison from within it continuously. It's an endless flow. Amen? So we have to understand what God is talking about. Adam actually, at that point in time, exchanged his glorious image in the likeness of God into the image of that carnal, earthly, beastly nature, which is actually the nature of natural man. Natural man who lives according to his natural senses. Amen? And you see, now we are beginning to understand that the image of the beast is actually the image, that earthly image that men wear as they go into the Adam-like consciousness. Amen? It is either you have the image of the Christ, the image of the living God, because Christ is in the image of the living God. Let us create man in our image, in our likeness. Let him dominate like us. Let him be like us in everything. You see, that is the image of God. You see, but what happens that Adam now took off another image? Amen? And in the process, he loses his covering. Amen? A door is opened so that, you know, a new voice now begins to operate in Adam. Adam loses that boldness as one in God. Hallelujah. He loses that covering, that eternal covering. Amen? Of his true identity in Christ, and now becomes, you know, an image of the earth. He now feels himself as naked, as unworthy. He now sees himself as a sinner, as an enemy of God. He now beholds God as an entity from without, far away. Amen? And the more Adam conforms himself, the more he finds himself away from the Garden of Eden. Amen? His soul that was once, you know, saturated with the life of God, with the prosperity of God, with the glory of God, now is now turned, converted into a wilderness place, a wilderness, desolate, you know, situation, where he, you know, he now begins to yield distros, thorns. Amen? Where he now begins to, you know, live in fear, he begins to sweat, you know, and toil for his survival, his fear for tomorrow, how shall I survive? Amen? What should I do? Because he lost the covering. He lost the power, the covering of himself in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Immediately, that was the mark of the beast. That is when Adam was converted into that Adamic, that carnal nature. Dust you are, and dust you will return. Adam had now, in the state of sin, become, you know, of the earth. When he says dust you are, dust you return, he becomes of the earth. Amen? He becomes earthly. He becomes of the carnal breed. Amen? Dust talks of vanity, of carnal, of vain, unprofitable. Amen? And that is how a man is when he lives according to the flesh. He lives a life that is not profitable. He lives a life that is vain. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ says, living a life after the flesh is what? does not profit anything. It is the life after the Spirit that gives life. Amen. Hallelujah. So the intention now is to take each and every one of us back. Amen. Hallelujah. The serpent crawls upon the dust. If man is dust, that means the serpent has dominion over you. Amen. That is wickedness has reigns over you. Hallelujah. That inferiority complex that you see in men today is simply because they have lost their covering, their power of their true identity. Amen. And they've been reduced. Amen. Into them that are of the earth, of the dust. These are the nations of the earth. People that are cut off from the life of God, from the supply of God. People who do not know who they are, roaming about this world aimlessly, not knowing where they come from and where they go. That is how men are in this world. Men who do not have knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. So let us understand what the Lord is saying. If you have those inferiority complexes in you, amen, if you still feel that sense of separation, you still feel God as an enemy, you still see God as an entity without, amen, if you still feel within you that everybody hates you, if you still feel within you, you know, that people are always speaking against you, amen, then something is wrong. That means there is another voice working in you. That's a voice of inferiority. Amen. You are walking in a poverty consciousness. A consciousness of dust. Hallelujah. A consciousness of, you know, mortal man. Hallelujah. The intention now is to overcome the mark. Because every man in Adam is marked with the mark of the beast. Amen. The beast is that subtle serpent that was from the beginning. You know, the most cunning of the beasts. Amen. With all partook of the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. That is why you are cut off from the life of God. Hallelujah. But no man can see the glory of God. No man can see the victory of God as long as you have the mark of the beast on you. So we must overcome the mark of the beast. That's why the Bible says you must be born again. That which is flesh is flesh. And that which is spirit is spirit. We must be born again of spirit. We must be transformed back from that carnal nature, that image that was born in this world, into a spiritual image, which is the image of the Christ. Before we can taste the goodness of God once more, before you can enter back into the kingdom of God. Amen. This is what the gospel is all about. Nobody comes back to the Father. Nobody comes to the Father except through the Son. We all have to be conformed to the image of the Son, which is the Christ, to the image and the likeness of the Son, so that all comforts are restored. Amen. All joy is restored. Hallelujah. So that fountain of bitterness that has welled up within you, suspicions, amen, fears, torments within you, all these things are cast out of you and sealed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So this mark of the beast is a mark that we must overcome. Amen. Because we almost stand, you know, upon this glass sea. We almost carry the hearts of God to sing the song of Moses. Amen. Remember Moses sang a song? What is this song that Moses sang? The song of Moses. Amen. The song of Moses. What is the song that Moses sang? Because the moment the children of Israel were delivered from the hand of the Egyptians, amen, and they crossed over the Red Sea, remember Pharaoh and the armies were drowned? The armies of Pharaoh were drowned in the Red Sea. While the children of Israel walked upon dry ground and crossed over onto the other side, amen, towards their inheritance in God, the forces of Egypt, which tried to prevent them, which held them bound in Egypt over the years, tried to prevent them from going over, But God did what? He drowned each and every one down the sea. Amen. The sea talks of the bottomless pit. Amen. It's a place where the Lord drowns, you know, the enemies of God. Who are the enemies of God? Your enemy is not that man out there. Amen. No. Hallelujah. The enemy is that voice within each and every man. Amen. Those voices of darkness, principalities and powers, amen, that litter the minds of men and have made man little. What, who told Adam he was naked? Is that conscience, that wicked, evil conscience that told him he was naked, that he was unworthy, amen, that he was a sinner? Hallelujah. That told him all people are against him, that all people are mocking him. Amen. It was a voice, it's a voice, it's a consciousness that is planted in the minds of men as they walk in carnality. It's an evil conscience. Amen. And all those voices, God, the Lord will arise to drown them in this last place. Amen. As the salvation of the Lord goes forth, these enemies of God have to be drowned. Amen. We have to sing the same voice of Moses. We all have to pass through the Red Sea onto the other side. Hallelujah. Onto the, our inheritance upon Mount Zion. Who are the enemies of God that have held us bound in the flesh are drowned. Hallelujah. And this is done by the right hand of God. If you turn quickly to the book of Isaiah chapter 51 verse 9. This is a prophetic word by Isaiah. Amen. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 9. Awake, awake. Put on strength, O arm of the Lord. Awake as in the ancient days, in the generations of old. Art thou not it that has caught Rahab and wounded the dragon? Art thou not it which dried the Red Sea, the waters of the great deep, and has made the depths of the sea a way for the ransom to pass over? Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and shall, you know, come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be put on their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow shall flee away. Aren't these words wonderful? What is the Lord saying here? This is a prophetic word. Awake, awake, O strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Awake, O arm of the Lord. Amen. And when the arm of the Lord awakens within us, what happens? The Lord does that same work he did in the days of old when he parted the Red Sea for his ransom to cross over. We are the ransomed of the Lord. We are the ones that have been bought by the blood of Jesus. In the same way, the blood of the Lamb was put upon the doorposts of the Israelites while they were in Egypt. They were ransomed. They were bought by the blood. Amen. Redeemed by the blood. In the same way, have we been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. What we have to do now is to arise. Amen. Arise. Hallelujah. Amen. Arise into the consciousness of the Christ within you, and you shall begin to note a transformation within you. Amen. That right hand of the Lord is awake right now in this hour. All you have to do is become aware of what is happening. Awake. Awake, O right arm of God. Hallelujah. And the right arm of God awakens within you. Amen. And he does what? He wounds the dragon. He cuts Rahab. Hallelujah. Amen. That dragon there, the definition is talking about the land monster, that is a sea serpent or jackal or dragon or a sea monster or a serpent. Amen. You can see that dragon is actually that same serpent that was in the beginning. Amen. It's another manifestation we are seeing, another name. It talks about a web of satanic network. Hallelujah. And this is the web of satanic network that has actually held each and every one in living after the flesh in bondage to sin, in bondage to your emotions, in bondage, you know, to fear. Hallelujah. So that men are not able to function in the liberty that God has called them to. Hallelujah. As long as you are a sinner, as long as you have sin consciousness reigning in you, you are a slave to sin. Amen. But if the Son of Man sets you free, you shall be set free indeed. Hallelujah. The Lord comes here to set us free. Hallelujah. From every sense of condemnation. Hallelujah. Amen. For every sense of inferiority complex, so that we shall come forth, go forth to our inheritance upon Mount Zion and join in the Lord once more in glory and great power, great faith. Hallelujah. Amen. So Rahab and the dragon actually talks about Pharaoh and his forces. These are the forces of darkness, the principalities and powers. Amen. That have to be cast down. Amen. That speak within the mind. Amen. That have taken a capture, that have captured the minds of men, placed men in captivity. Hallelujah. He came to set the captives free. And each and every one of us has to go to Mount Zion, to the place of the living God. So where we can once more serve the Lord with joy. Where we can once more play the harps of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is something that is very important that we understand. Amen. I mean, in this message, we're going to see how the mark of the beast can be overcome. How the dragon can be put under the feet. Amen. In a letter of, you know, Paul to the churches, Paul says that what? In Romans chapter 16, verse 20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. The Lord of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. Amen. Satan is that dragon. Amen. Satanic influence. Amen. That, you know, rules over men who have the mark of the beast. Who have been stamped with the mark of the beast. The spiritual mark. So that the minds, hallelujah, are stamped with the beastly, you know, mark. When the mind, the forehead is stamped with the mark of the beast, amen, your thinking, your thought faculties of the earth, amen. Paul says to be carnally minded is death. Hallelujah. When the mind, you know, is of the earth, amen, marked with that, you know, beastly thoughts, what happens? You shall know no peace. Amen. So the God of peace, the God of prosperity, the God of joy, comes to do what? To, you know, to bruise Satan under your feet. Amen. Understand that God himself arises from within us. Amen. And that right hand of God that we are talking about is within each and every one of us. And as the Lord arises, he does what? He bruises Satan under our feet. He puts Satan under our feet. Hallelujah. This is it. All the powers of the enemy have to be put under our feet. Hallelujah. And the last enemy to be put under the feet is death. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And you see, this is something that is done spiritually. Amen. It's something that each and every one of us has to experience in this time as you grow in the knowledge of the truth. Amen. In the book of Psalm 91, when this is a very famous psalm. Remember, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Amen. What does it mean to dwell in the secret place of the Most High? To dwell in the secret place of the Most High is a dwelling, it's a spiritual dwelling where our life is hid in Christ, where we arise into the Christ consciousness. Amen. Who is actually in God, who is God. Amen. When we arise from the sleep into the image of God, into the likeness of God, we are in God, in Christ. Our life is hidden in Christ. So there is no more us but Christ. Hallelujah. Then Psalm 91 begins to apply to us. because the powers of the devil have no more say over you. Hallelujah. In Psalm chapter 91 verse 9 says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. My faith, we have to now begin to get back into the consciousness, get back to, you know, to make the Lord our habitation. Jesus Christ says, in that day, you shall be in me, and in me, you shall know that I am in the Father. You see, we have to now ascend, amen, that nature of the earth, the earthly nature, and we shall see how that shall be done later, so shortly, into that consciousness in Christ. Amen. That is when we make the Lord our habitation. That is, we move, we have our being in Him, we live in Him, we move in Him, we talk in Him, we operate in Him. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalm 91 verse 10, then shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come near thy dwelling. Amen. This is your dwelling. Amen. Enough to the plagues. Hallelujah. For He shall give His angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Amen. Listen to verse 13. This is where we're coming to. Say, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under thy feet. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. Hallelujah. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, and will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him, and show him my salvation. Amen. Now listen, these are prophetic words that the Lord is living here. Amen. Each and every one of us who is to inherit the salvation of the Lord, the fullness of glory, the fullness of power, if we are to be among that company with the harps of God, with the victory over the mark of the beast, with the victory over satanic influence, we are the ones who set our minds on the Lord. We are the ones who live all to get back into Christ. Amen. He says that thou shalt trample on that, you shall tread upon the lion. Who is the lion? Amen. And isn't it that voice that roars within you, that voice of accusation, that has, you know, removed the power, that accuses you before God, and has robbed you of your power, has robbed you of your boldness. The voice has been roars and roars and roars, you know, harder and harder and, you know, louder, so that people shrink further and further away from God. Men become more and more ungodly. Amen. Because that voice of God, you know, accuses you before God. Amen. It causes you to see yourself more and more as a mere sinner, unworthy of the glory of the Lord. Amen. So is the adder, the dragon, the serpent. Amen. We begin to bring all these things under our feet. Amen. Under our feet. Amen. Hallelujah. Under our feet, every influence, everything, negativity within our minds that have ruled over us over the years, everything is trampled, put on our feet by the power of the word. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for this particular revelation that the Lord has given us in this hour. Amen. Those people who have overcome the mark of the beast are people who are peculiar. They are the ones who can now go back to the inheritance upon Mount Zion. Amen. Unknown to many, the Garden of Eden is situated upon Mount Zion. The Kingdom of God is situated upon Mount Zion. Amen. Because it is the place of God's dwelling. It's a spiritual realm of elevation. It's a place we attain to within us. Hallelujah. It's a place of elevation we attain to. It's not a place that you attend to somewhere, hallelujah, in the sky, no. Amen. It's good we understand these things, amen. As the devil is put under the feet, as the powers are put under the feet, you begin to discover that God has made everything beautiful. You make you discover that everything works perfectly well and in harmony to bring about your joy, to bring about your prosperity, to bring about your good ending, your peace in Christ. Hallelujah. When you sit and when as if everything is put under your feet, hallelujah, those voices of inferiority complex are no more. Amen. Those voices of accusation are no more. Amen. Because in that day, you get back your covering in God. Amen. Those upon Mount Zion all have their covering in God. Hallelujah. That covering of power. Amen. That covering of God. Hallelujah. Because in that day, like Jesus says, you shall know the truth. What is the truth? That you are Christ. Who is the only eternal and true God. He's the eternal life and the true God. In that day you shall become aware of this truth. You shall live in this truth. And nothing can take away your joy anymore. Amen. Remember Jesus says no man can take away your joy. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's actually the spirit of men. It's actually the systems of this world. Hallelujah. That takes away the joy of people. Amen. And if we unite ourselves with the spirit of this world, we can only expect death and misery. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I just want us to now exploit ways. How can we get back the victory? How can we get this victory over the mark of the beast? Amen. Because even in the book of Revelation chapter 20, there is a company of people, the Bible says that they remain with Christ 1,000 years. Amen. And when the Bible says 1,000 years, the 1,000 years could be infinity. Eh? Hallelujah. God, those numbers are prophetic numbers. Amen. When you reign in Christ, hallelujah. You see, but those who reign in Christ are those who do not worship the beast. Nor do they have the mark, nor his image. There's no way you can ever reign in power and in glory as long as that mark is upon us. So the mark has to be erased. Amen. The mark has to be erased. We have to be conformed back to the image of the Son. Each and every one of us. There has to be a conform. Paul says, do not be conformed to this world. Hallelujah. No. Hallelujah. You must be conformed to the image of the Christ. Amen. Now, the Spirit has been given to us so that like a mirror, we begin to behold our true image in Christ. And as we behold that image, we are transformed into that image. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? We are transformed into that heavenly image as we behold the image. That is what the Spirit of God is giving for us. The Spirit of God is giving to educate us. Amen. And to reveal to us the truth. Amen. What is the truth? The truth is your true identity. The truth is your true self. The way the Lord sees you. The way the Lord generated you. Before you descended in Adam. Before you partook of the lie of the devil. Before you have been what? Taken captive by the evil one in Adam. The Spirit of God is now to teach us the truth. Amen. You shall know the truth and it shall set you free from the powers of, you know, of darkness. Set you free from a sin consciousness. Set you free from an inferiority complex. And cause you to ascend back into your inheritance in God. Sons of the Most High God. Hallelujah. As one in the Father, in God. Amen. But there are certain principles. Amen. Because the earthly man cannot. Amen. He cannot partake. Hallelujah. Today we are going to look at it from a view. Amen. There's a particular thing that each and every one of us has to do as Christians. Amen. We can only be purified and transformed by the washing and the regeneration of the Spirit of God. And now what does the Spirit of God do? Amen. You see, how are we washed? How are we regenerated by the Spirit of God? Amen. It's not by religion. It's not by forming organizations. Amen. It's not by forming new movements. Amen. It's not by sacrifice. Ordinances of religion, procedures of religion. These things, people have been doing these things for many years. And it has never perfected them. It has not given them the glory. It has not caused them to ascend into that inheritance that Christ caused us to come to. Amen. The Spirit of God comes to give us an understanding. Paul, in a letter to the Corinthians, says that the Spirit of God teaches us what? The deep things of God. The mind of God. Hallelujah. Amen. The mind of God. Hallelujah. So that what happens is that we have to now begin to take of the Spirit of the Lord. Fetch from that fountain of life. And live by that fountain of life. Before now, we have fetched from a fountain of death. Amen. We have lived by the spirit of man. We have lived by the spirit of the senses. The spirit of natural man. Who does not know God. Who sees only after the natural mind. Amen. But time has come to live by the spirit. Amen. To begin to change our minds to that of the Lord. To begin to speak the words of the Lord. Amen. And life and power. See, the issues of life are in the power of the tongue. Amen. You have to begin to confess positively. Speak. Amen. With the tongue of life. Speak from the mind of God. Amen. We're not just talking about audible speech here. Amen. Your thoughts already speak. Don't you understand? Your thoughts are already speaking. So you're talking also of your mind, because before you speak, you're obviously cut it off. Amen. So every part of us, the inside of us, has to be, energized, has to be empowered by the Spirit of God, so that we can begin to see things by the Spirit of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the regeneration that occurs in us. Amen. You know the butterfly. Hallelujah. How the butterfly starts up from the worm stages, the pupa, crawling on the earth, ugly, ugly, undesirable, weak, vulnerable. But suddenly the pupa stops, and goes into another stage where he creates the cocoon. Amen. That phase is a regeneration phase. It's a phase where everything is still. We are still in the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's a phase where a work begins to occur on the inside of you so that those on the outside do not see it. It does not matter whether your relations do not recognize what is happening in you. It does not matter whether your friends don't recognize what is happening within you. It doesn't matter those people who you hang around in the bars with don't recognize the work of transformation that is occurring within you. Amen. Just like the cocoon, is there, attached to the tree, attached to the plant. Nobody knows that there is activity happening within it. Amen. It's an activity of transformation. Amen. So that carnal, ugly pupa, that worm-like thing of the earth, suddenly comes forth. Amen. In new colors, in new glory. Hallelujah. And begin to sour and colorfully. Amen. In the heavens. Amen. That which couldn't crawl, which couldn't walk, which couldn't fly initially. That which was limited to a small portion of earth suddenly has all at its disposal. It's suddenly free to to enjoy all. To move miles. Hallelujah. And is no more subject to vulnerability. Because he has been set free. Hallelujah. From that earthly nature. In likewise manner, we have to come now and sit. In silence, listening to the voice of the Spirit. Because the Spirit always speaks. Amen. As you walk around, as you behold the creation. You begin to see things with the eye of the Spirit. You begin to see things with the eye of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And begin to speak these things by the mind of God. Hallelujah. And as we do these things, we discover a new man comfort. Hallelujah. A new creature comfort. Amen. The transformation comes from first from the mind. Amen. The mind has to conduct the rays of light. Amen. From the Spirit of God into this body so that this body is illuminated. The eye of understanding has to be transformed. Amen. Hallelujah. Leave aside those high things that pertain to men. Leave aside, amen, those things that are what highly esteemed of men, and begin to, you know, hold on to the things that are esteemed of God and the way the Lord sees them. Because His views, His thoughts are eternal. His thoughts are true. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we hold these words, you come gradually to the awareness of yourself as the Son. Hallelujah. Amen. It's very important we understand this. If you go quickly to the book of Matthew, chapter 21, these are words of Jesus. Amen. By the words of your mouth, you are justified, and by the words of your mouth, you are condemned. Amen. Hallelujah. If you fetch, hallelujah, out of the fountain of life, and you speak from that eternal source, which is from God, you can rest assured you shall walk freely and serve above the pains of humanity. But if you do what, if you partake of that well of death, of the knowledge of good and evil, of the spirit of man, we can rest assured that we shall become what? Condemned unto judgment. Amen. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 12 verse 31. These are words of Jesus. He says, wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men. And the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. Whoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Amen. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. Or the tree good, for a tree is known by its fruits. Amen. Now, what is Jesus Christ saying? Because many people have used the scripture, you know, to rain condemnation unto people. We just have to understand what the Lord is saying here. Amen. He said, blasphemy against the Holy Spirit cannot be forgiven. Amen. He said, your sins cannot be forgiven. Amen. You cannot be forgiven as long as you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. What is the Holy Ghost? What does the Holy Ghost do? The Holy Ghost is simply the Spirit of Christ. Amen. It is the mind of God. It reveals the mind of God. It reveals the thought of God. It reveals the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So as long as you resist the truth, the Spirit of truth, what it says that you cannot ever be saved. That is blasphemy against the Holy Ghost. Amen. In this age and in the age to come, even in the age in Christ, you still have to, you know, hold tight forever to the Spirit of God. Jesus Christ says that the Father will send you a gift, and that shall remain with you forever, which is the Spirit of God. Amen. It is the mind of God. Amen. It is the Spirit of truth. Amen. And it continues to speak continuously throughout all eternity. Is the anointing on the inside of each and every one of us that speaks the things of God. It speaks heavenly things. It speaks the mind of God. Amen. And it speaks about the truth in relation to your true identity with God. That you are sons of God. Amen. In fact, the whole of you will discover that the whole of creation is actually created in Christ. And everything that you see in the creation actually reveal the Father and the Son. Amen. Right from the, you know, from the negatives to the positives, everything do what? Reveal the glory of the Christ. It reveals the Father and the Son. Hallelujah. Amen. Everything in creation reveals the Father and the Son. Right from the trees, right from the plantings. Amen. Right from the scientific theories, the objects in the seas, the objects not seen, the objects in the skies. The stars speaks about the sons of God. Amen. Who are in the Father, who shine, speaking for the knowledge of God. Amen. The trees speak about, you know, different characters, different people. Amen. There are some trees that bring forth good fruits. Amen. Those are those trees rooted in the Christ. Amen. Rooted in the knowledge of the truth. Those are the ones that bring forth fruits of joy, love, peace, gladness, prosperity in everything that they do. These are the ones planted by the streams of living water. Amen. Then you have, you know, everything in this world has, you know, is generated by the Christ. Amen. So the Holy Ghost, we have to be one with the Spirit of God. Amen. We have to hear what He says. That's why the Bible says, mine are you here. Amen. Because those things that He speaks are eternal. Amen. But the things that the Spirit of men speak, they are temporal. Because the mind of man is fixed on the earth, not knowing the message behind the things that are seen. Amen. But the Spirit of God tells you the mind of God. As you fellowship with Him, you become more and more aware of yourself and your inheritance in the Father. Amen. This is the only way with which we can be forgiven of our sin. What is the sin? The sin that men have committed is not drinking beer or smoking cigarettes. You know, or taking somebody's wife. No, that is not the sin. Those are only fruits of sin. Amen. The sin actually that man has committed is a what? It's a conformation from the image in Christ to the image of the beast. That is what they call sin. It's a shift from the mark in Christ to that which is of the devil. Amen. That is the sin that Adam committed. Amen. Adam did not keep himself in Christ. Amen. The Bible says in the book of 1 John that he that is born of God keeps himself so that the evil one does not touch him. Amen. You keep yourself in Christ. You keep yourself in the knowledge of God. This is the only commandment of God. This is the only thing that God asks His sons to do, to keep themselves in the spiritual image and in the likeness of God. But when we deviate, amen, to be like unto man, unto mortal man, amen, when we deviate by being conformed to this world, by receiving of the goods of this world, of the knowledge of good and evil, what happens is that what? That is the you sin against God. That is the transgression. Amen? So if the Spirit of God now comes like a tree of life to quicken us back, amen, back to our image in God, to take us back to our original spiritual image, likeness in God, so that we can once more reign in life. Amen? Hallelujah. Now if you go further, it says that Matthew chapter 12 verse 34 says, O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. A good man out of his good treasure bringeth forth good things. But I say unto you, an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, They shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and for that by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Hallelujah. Amen. So it's very important that the words that we speak. Amen. The generation of vipers is actually the generation of men with the imprint of carnality, the imprint of the beast upon them. These are men that operate with the spirit of this world, the spirit of man. These are men that do not know the spirit of God. Amen. That do not walk by the spirit of God. Amen. Jesus Christ says, he shall send the spirit of God to you, but the world does not know the spirit of God. The world does not understand the spirit of God. That is why when you go to places at times and you preach and you speak according to truth, they don't understand how you came about this knowledge. Because they do not know the Father. Amen? That is the world. Amen? So out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Amen? The man of the earth. Amen? The man with the imprint of the beast. The man that is serpent-like in the image of the beast. You see it? See Jesus Christ saying here, brood of serpent, brood generation of vipers. Amen? Generation of vipers talking about people in the image of the beast, of the serpent. These are offsprings of the evil one. Amen. Being joined to the flesh, walking in the flesh. Hallelujah. So the intention now is that each and every one of us deny that old man of the flesh. Amen. That man that is carnal. Amen. I begin to regenerate our thinking, the way we think. We begin to speak the words from our minds. Amen. And see the things according to the Spirit, according to the eyes of God. Amen. And as we're doing this, what happens? The regeneration process begins to take place. The transformation begins to take place. The worm begins to transform into a beautiful butterfly, where you can begin to fly again. Hallelujah. Amen. And this is the work of the Lord. By your words you shall be justified. Amen. And by your words you shall be condemned. We have to take with us now the words of the Lord. Amen. Take with us spiritual words. Amen. This is what justifies us before the Father. Amen. As long as we hold on to those wrong, negative words that we held in our humanity, what happens is that you cannot stand in judgment. Hallelujah. He that is born of God keepeth himself. He keepeth himself, amen, in the knowledge of the truth. He keepeth himself in the word of the Lord. He keepeth his tongue from speaking evil. Evil communication corrupts, amen. The tongue has to be tamed, amen. Or rather, the head of the serpent has to be cut off. Amen. Remember in the book of Revelation, when the Bible talks about those who reign with Christ, in the book of Revelation chapter 20 verse 4, it talked about those who sat and who reigned with Christ, that they were beheaded. Why were they beheaded? Amen. It talks about their own thinking, their carnal minds. They were beheaded for the testimony of Christ. Means this one put on the head of Christ. They put on Christ and they beheaded. They lost their old heads. We have to deny our lives in this world. We have to deny our own identity. That identity was born in this carnal realm of existence. Amen. When you thought you were a male person or a female, or you thought you were born some 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60, all those things have to be abolished. You have to connect back to the truth. And the truth is that you are Christ. You are sons of the living God. You are spiritual beings. In the image of God the Father. The truth is that all things have been given to you for your enjoyment, spiritually speaking. Hallelujah. The truth is that you and the Father are one. Amen. That all power in heaven and earth is at your disposal. That anything you ask the Father, it is yours. It is the truth. Amen. So if you want to overcome the mark of the beast, you have to begin to draw from the fountain of truth now. Begin to come, you know, speak. You see things according to the Spirit. Amen. and a transformation occurs. Hallelujah. And as we do this, the Lord draws us into the company of the overcomers. He draws us upon Mount Zion, where we can once more harp sing the song of Moses, the song of deliverance, because all the powers of the devil, because all the powers of satanic influence have been put under our feet. No more shall you hear the voice of condemnation. No more shall you hear that voice that tells you that you are not worthy. Amen. Because as they come one way, they split seven ways. Hallelujah. They shall have no more hold over you. Amen. And in that day, the glory of the Lord shall rest upon you. Hallelujah. Amen. It shall act as a covering. Amen. The covering that we lost in Adam is restored. Amen. So you can live once more in the fullness and in the pleasures of God. Hallelujah. So we erase the mark of the beast by, you know, conforming, transformation of our thinking. Receiving of the word of the Spirit. Receiving of the word of truth. Connecting and walking in the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. And as we do these things faithfully, shortly, the dragon shall be put up under your feet. Shortly, you shall no more hear those voices that roar from within. Hallelujah. It's a place of fruitfulness and joy. Thank you, God. Thank God and glorify God for this wonderful word. If you want to contact us, you have our addresses on the screen. Amen. And you can always listen to messages, written messages, more and more film messages, recorded audio messages, because the word of God is going forth in these last days. And the Lord is opening the seals. Amen. Hallelujah. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. Amen. Peace and joy, gladness, fruitfulness, hallelujah, shall reign as the world comfort, so that the refuge of lies that we've had in our humanity has swept away, so that we can now arise into our inheritance in God. Amen.
In the sea, I